Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just to being involved, being engaged, it's always a good thing. And it's, and it is a big deal. You know, the I think this is a perfect time to start talking about some of these issues that we kind of shy away from. We don't really hit them head on. And when I say hit them head on, I mean that seriously. We dance around issues. You know, we don't on this show. You know that. We've been doing this long enough. Some of you have been around long enough. Right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't care whether it's abortion, you know, same-sex marriage, racism, real prejudice. And I've always said, you know, it's always made my heart sad, and I've said this before a million times to you guys. Words like racism. You know, when I started the show, maybe just a little before I started the show, really. If somebody said, look, you're coming off as a racist. Some of the things you say really sound, I would have stopped. I said, Tammy, listen, let's listen to this together. Maybe we're missing something here. Maybe there's a way we're saying this or a way we're doing this that just isn't right. You know, our goal has always been since we started the show. Don't think I woke up someday and went, hey, you know what? I'd be really good at this. Oh, no. Matter of fact, when I got into politics, I was not a political guy. I wasn't interested at all. These were doors that God opened up over a period of time. And I was like, hey, I don't want to do this. I don't know anything about this stuff. But, you know, as time went on, and then when it came to the radio stuff, I had somebody say to me, you know, you were, that's a bad way to say it, but hey, you're the only, you know, older white guys that's talking about these issues. Nobody else seems to want to touch them. I used to scream about Margaret Sanger on a regular basis because it was a true confusion for me. I sit there and say, I don't understand how, first and foremost, the black community is holding up a white woman whose biggest goal in life was to wipe them out. I mean, really? So I never understood that. It never really made sense for me or with me. And then, you know, you go a little further with it. You've got copies of her speeches, pictures of her with the KKK. And what happens? Hillary Clinton is proud and happy to accept the Margaret Sanger Award. And yet she's for the black community. She left a few words out. She's for wiping out the black community, maybe. Remember, her husband is the one that came up with and signed the bill that, or signed the law, I should say, that made it tougher in the black community, put more black people in jail than any other bill before it. And it was this racist President Trump who backed that down. President Obama could have done it. Why didn't he do it? What was his issue? Did he not like black people? I mean, look, I get it. I joke sometimes. I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood. And I said, hey, those racist, you know, in my younger days, I said, those racist cops used to come in there and they only arrested Italians. Why? Because, you know, 110% of the population were Italians. So, you know, I see it happening. And there are stats out there. Now, again, some of you would push back, but I'm going to rely on Larry Elder and others like him and the FBI. There are stats out there that show where black crimes are the highest and where, you know, blacks are committing crimes in those areas in larger numbers. Now, you can say they're blamed for them and they were put in jail incorrectly for them. Okay, great. Wonderful. We'll work that through. We'll get that done. But you still gotta start somewhere. And we don't fix this. This doesn't all get fixed by simply screaming racism at everything, because you water the word down and it doesn't mean anything. If you tell me you're so concerned about this is the part of the Democrat Party that is a shining hypocrisy. You tell me you're so worried about racism, but yet the people you hold in high esteem, like the Margaret Sangers of the world, are all about racism. You say you're all about women, you're all about the Me Too, you're all about making sure that women get a fair shake, get taken care of, and do well. Yet you cover it up for guys like Epstein and Weinstein and the like. Billy Bob Clinton, he got elected, what, several times? Sexual assaulter. His wife, who you wanted to, and I'm speaking to Dems here, obviously, the wife that you wanted to get her elected as president, she was a victim shamer. She enabled him to take advantage of those women. And don't tell me she proved to me that she didn't. So it's always a puzzlement when I hear you guys talk about being righteous and doing the right thing and all this other stuff, when everything you have points to something different. You high-end, big-money, Me Too females out of Hollywood. If you can't call that out as hypocrisy, some of you that you're in love with the Democrat Party and you think they're the end-all to everything, if you can't call that out, you're just a liar. That's all there is. You had these women that were bringing other women in to either be assaulted by or raped by Weinstein, and all of a sudden they're for the Me Too movement? And what's the most common answer given? Well, my career was on the line. Okay, well then, why should we be upset if you decide to give in to that? Why didn't 20, 30, 40, or 50 of you women get together at the time? And it's always my understanding, in listening to you on the left, this has been going on for a long time. And on top of that, the biggest sin of all, pedophilia. It runs rampant in Hollywood, and you don't care. You don't talk about it. You kind of like, just kind of push it aside. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
This is the ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls. Straight to the beast, styling.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, give me a holler. Give me a call. For the next couple of hours, we're going to be dealing with pretty much a lot of the issues of the day, but from a, maybe from a racism or what they perceive or what they call racist. You know, it's funny, when I was trying, a couple of things I was trying to do, Google and a few other places, looking for racism. Just give me the definition of racism. And it's really funny to watch some of these, I don't want to call them dictionaries. I don't even know what to call them. False information places? I don't know. I had to go deep to really get one that maybe I won't say left leaning that wasn't left leaning, but really just kind of lays it out in plain simple English, right? Now, so racism is a discrimination or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on a belief that one's race is superior to the other. Now, that to me is probably the simplest. And I know some don't agree with me, but I still have the belief, because it's biblical, we are of one race. Some of us happen to be black. Some happen to be white. To use some of the older terms, if you'll forgive me. Some of us happen to be red-skinned or yellow-skinned or whatever it is. You know, whatever it is that helps you understand what we're talking about. And it doesn't have to be derogatory. You know, it's really funny. I went to a church for years. I went to a church and it was predominantly black. And when I say predominantly black, I mean when you walked into this very large church, if you couldn't find us, it was only because you were blind, if you know what I mean. All right? I mean, seriously. I'm not saying that to say, oh, look at me, I went to a black church. I went to a church where I thought the word was being taught. My family was being fed God's word the way it's supposed to be fed. And I had no problem going down it. Because my attitude in talking to Zoe in the end of last hour is if God called me to do something, or he sent me up to do something, or he wants me to go in a direction to get something done, he's not going to bring me there to wipe out my family. Maybe that's stupid on my part. I don't know. I don't believe so. So we went. And again, it's just a matter of truly trusting in God and believing that there's a reason why he has you doing what you're doing. And I was never, personally, although I was told some things, but I was never felt that anybody didn't want us there. I never felt that I was superior to anybody there. I don't know of many. I mean, since all this stuff has been going down, I have learned of a few. But I don't know of many friends that I have or people I hang out with that see black people as below us or beneath us, if you would. So, when you look at racism for real, the problem today is that people, and you see it in our leaders, you see it in the Dems in many of these cities, they don't really believe in the Constitution. They don't know the law. They think the law is whatever they decide it is when they need it to be what they need it to be. And don't say, oh, that's confusing, because it's not confusing. You know exactly what I mean. Most of these Democratic governors, most of these Democrat legislators, they truly believe, no question about it, they truly believe that they are dictators. That whatever they say is law, period. So think of all the cities that are going through all kinds of damage right now. Right? I mean, you talk about racism, and this, but think about this. These cities have been overrun, looted, destroyed. Los Angeles. I mean, and this is not job today. Garcetti says he's gonna pull back. They're already running on a shoestring budget to a degree. And he's going to pull the budget back on these police departments. Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Fayetteville, Atlanta, New York, Nashville, Seattle, Portland. These are all Democrat run. They're all in trouble. Philadelphia, Chicago, my God. You know, please don't take this the way it's going to sound. I have no sympathy for you people. You keep voting them in. It's like going to the doctor. And every time you go to the doctor, he says, well, you got this, and he gives you a shot for it, and this doesn't go away. And he comes back, you come back, and he goes, yeah, you know what, I should have gone. I'm like, hey, let's try this one. And after about the 30th shot, you're still going to him. You deserve whatever you get. Time to go somewhere else. Maybe bring in a new doctor. You know what I'm saying? You got a stockbroker that keeps giving you bad advice on stocks. I mean, you're dumb enough to keep putting your money down. But why do you keep going back to him or her? Milwaukee, Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., Detroit, Indianapolis, San Francisco, Kansas City, Houston, Charlotte, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, Tampa, Baltimore, Oakland, Louisville. I mean, seriously. I do not understand how you keep letting these people in. You know, just go to Baltimore. This is how much they care about their people. I know, I'm all over the place. I'm sorry, but, you know, I grab something and run with it. You know, here you have a place. Funny how people have forgotten that the National Guard were in there. You know, we don't want troops on the streets. President Trump is a dictator because he wants to put troops on the streets. Well, wasn't Obama a dictator when he put troops on the streets? Apparently not. I guess when you're black, you can't be a dictator. I don't know. So, they put troops on the streets in Baltimore. The place is just a riot, a continual riot for a couple of days. CVS is getting burned down. You know, again, nothing says equality like burning down the local stores and stealing from inside. No question about it. And that city is still in bad shape. They elect people that steal from them on a regular basis. They're all Democrats. All of them are Democrats. They have somebody who went to jail for embezzlement, right? Stole money from seniors, from old folks. She had to resign as mayor. Coming back out, guess what? She is the top choice for mayor again. I have Baltimore. God bless you. Used to be a beautiful city. I have no respect for you anymore. If she is the top choice that you have, a mayor who embezzled, what is wrong with you? Apparently, you love it when thieves run your city. You love it when they take advantage of you. I am far from done. Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the U.S. and the world still not cleared from the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had this to say to protesters who are in close proximity to one another and still going out to protest.
If you were at a protest, go get a test, please. Wear a mask and tell people that you may have been exposed to COVID. If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you were infected.
Cuomo spoke after New York City had woken from its third night under curfew, which saw dozens of arrests and clashes between police and protesters. The continued 8 p.m. curfew is aimed at containing violence and looting in the aftermath of Floyd's death. The governor said his officers have every right to enforce the law against those who are violating curfews. He said violence at the protests is down overall, but continues to admonish those who have attacked police as well as looters, saying they will be charged appropriately. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I can't stand this. You know, Biden's speech or his protest response, whatever. The police are going to pull away from these people. You Democrats are digging your own hole. And you think just because the unions, the Democrat and you know, I mean, the firemen, the police, what have you, unions are behind these guys, they don't dictate how these guys vote, how union members vote. And I've been getting a lot of calls from union members, let me tell you what, who are behind Trump. I mean, Biden's out there talking about defunding the police, too. Got to put more money back in the community. When we, all right, I hit the ground running. Sorry, I apologize. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I'll get to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll get to it. You know, I was talking about, big time, I was talking about how racism is taking on, I mean, the word, not racism itself, but the word racism. What does it mean? Okay? So, what does it mean? I don't know. I used to know. When I was a kid, I used to know. When I was a young man, I used to know. Even when I was in my 20s, into my 30s, I knew. But everybody has changed it now. And let me tell you what. This whole thing with BLM now has become a thing. I would come short of saying a fad, if you would. Okay, there are now websites where you can go out and see who's donated to BLM in a positive way. They're not making fun of them. Right? And I'm going through the list to make sure. I'm going to start putting it up on the website. And this is nothing but pandering. See, if you really believe that Black Lives Matter was a thing, they've been around for a while, right? I mean, we saw them take the microphone away from Bernie Sanders and others. Were these companies donating to BLM then? Just asking. No, they weren't. But they're afraid. They're being bullied. Is that real? I mean, seriously, is it real? Some of you guys know this when you're married. Your wife gets on your case because you forgot something and whether it was an anniversary or something else and what she was really looking for and you weren't paying attention, you weren't listening. Then you go out and buy it and bring it to her. What does that really mean? It's too late then. It wasn't a thought of your own. You really didn't believe in it. You're doing it just to appease her at that point most of the time. What's going on here with BLM? You think these companies really care? No, seriously. Pepsi giving millions of dollars now to BLM? I mean, we've got on a whole list of companies that are giving money to BLM to help them. Help them do what? To write their names all over buildings again? And then if you scrub their name off the building, you're racist? Is that seriously, how juvenile is that? Is that the only way you have to get your message across? Is to spray paint BLM on the Lincoln Memorial? Come on. You have an IQ of 3 to believe that would work and that happens? (sighs) 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And BLM, I'm going to ask you, do you have any of the names of the black cops that have been killed? Protecting other black members of the community. Any? I bet you no. Because I went, there's actually a website out there that lists all the cops, not just black cops, but all the cops that have died in the line of duty. Right? Let me give you some stats, if you would. Just in the last, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Just in the last 6 months alone, you had over 80 police officers killed. Killed. I'm not going to say who died. Killed. In the line of duty. Protecting us. In most cases, protecting us. I'm sorry. I missed a page. 95. It's up to 95. The average age was 45 years old. The average time on duty was 15 years. They've even listed 2 deaths by canine, or 2 dogs that died in line of duty. And most of them who have died by either gunfire or automotive crash. But where's all the outrage for the black officers that were killed? Went through this the other night. I mean, I'm actually starting to think about it. I may cut and paste out of here and start putting it up on my own Facebook page. And ask BLM, hey, where are you here? Why weren't you on this one? Right? Why? Why is it that when a black officer is killed, I know I'm beating it to death. When a black officer is killed, is that acceptable? Is that okay? Because he given to the man? Is he an Uncle Tom or something? I mean, I don't know. I don't belong to that world, so I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I like the ones in the last couple of months, a lot of them have been popped up to COVID-19. And funny thing about that is that CDC has come out and said, hey, we just want you to put everything, and doctors have come out and said they were pushed to put everything on paper as a COVID-19. If they couldn't immediately tell you what the person died from. But as I go through this list over and over and over again, the majority of these are gunfire. Right? The majority of these are in automotive accidents as they were going to help somebody out. I mean, do you think the white cops say, hey, is that a black neighborhood? Because we don't want to go in there if there's a problem. You think the black cops say, is that a white neighborhood? Because I don't want to go in there if that's a problem. Because I'm going to say, I know some people get really irritated, but again, 770,000 plus sworn law enforcement officers in this country. 770,000. All right? And I did the numbers for you the other night. You can't get, you can't, you know, they always talk about numbers. You can't get away from the numbers. I did it for you the other night. They're real. And the first one I love to throw out there because it freaks people out is last year over 7,000 black men were shot. That's right. Sheila Jackson Lee may be right. They are hunted down and shot. Problem is that those 7,000 black men were shot by other black men. Yeah, I'm not getting on the black community here. I just want the numbers to be right so we're not always blaming other people. 10 million arrests were made back in 2019, a little over 10 million, all across the country. Right? Yeah, out of the 10 million arrests, a little over 1,000 times shots were fired. Out of the 1,000 times the shots were fired, 42 shots were fired against unarmed assailants, if you would, criminals. Soon to be criminals. 19 of those who were killed, out of the 42, 19 were white. 10 were black. Right? Who died? Not just shot, but died. Now, in those shootings to the blacks, 5 cops were charged with either manslaughter, murder, or whatever. 5 weren't. Now, the reason the 5 weren't, and see, we're still talking 10. So when the LA Times put out the other day that the largest number, the thing that kills young black men the most is police. That's just not true. It's a flat out lie. So the other 5 cops that weren't charged was because there were witnesses around. And even though somebody tried to nail them in shooting this person, the witnesses said no. They were either charged, they were charged by the assailant. A couple of them I was reading that the cars were being driven towards the cops to take them out. But you won't hear this because it's distasteful. It doesn't fit their narrative. All right, I want to finish up with the pedophilia thing. I mean, think about this. We did these stories last year. How much pedophilia ran around in the Nickelodeon studios. Where's the outrage from the left? The outrage for women being taken advantage of in their own world. Blacks being taken to... We always hear about how in Hollywood, blacks aren't given the proper opportunity. But yet somehow, it's all my fault because I'm a white guy. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
So we'll see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being, truly, being part of the conversation. And have an open conversation, people. Don't start off thinking you know everything. Because I sure as heck don't know everything, and I don't try to come off like I do either. At least I try not to come off like I do. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as usual. We, you know what? I just can't let some of this stuff go. I mean, it's being thrown at us at 100 miles an hour. You know, they're expecting us to jump in, swallow it, believe everything they're throwing at us. And I know you people are smarter than that. So if you go to that interweb thing, I'll put the link up later. But if you go to the interweb thing, there's a list, a website that has a list of all the police officers that are killed in the line of duty. And they don't go by color. Although, you know, there's only 100. You can go down the list and look at it. There's quite a few blacks, black officers that are killed. And seriously, why aren't we making a big deal out of this? Because a lot of them are killed frankly, by other black people. Why? Because they're a cop? Because they're a sellout? What could possibly be the reason? Was a black officer going after the young black man or the black man committing the crime or allegedly committing a crime or whatever the terminology is? Because I don't know. To use the words of a famous president, it's above my pay grade. So, you know, I'll get that up there for you guys later on. You can check it out. For those of you that are supporting Nickelodeon and places like that, I mean, again, we need to start doing a little bit of our own homework. You know that the pedophile world runs rampant in Hollywood. The Me Too movement is just words in Hollywood. You know, they scream about they're for the blacks, they're for the black community. Yet every time they have their award ceremonies, they're probably very happy that they're not having those anymore. You always hear about opportunities for blacks that aren't there in Hollywood, that they're not giving to them. Well, which is it? So all those things that Hollywood is beating you up about, although, you know, they are quite silent, right? On pedophilia. And sex slaves, sex slavery, kids being sold for sex. I don't hear much out of them for that. But then you hear about the, you know, again, taking advantage of women. Women don't get a fair shake, and Republicans hate women and take advantage of women and all that. But then you find out, when the truth starts to come out, they're the ones that hate women. They're the ones that won't give. And again, same thing. Blacks and women do not have the same opportunities that old white guys seem to have in Hollywood. Right? I mean, that simple. If you're a black female, you're really screwed, aren't you? Because you really won't have a chance in Hollywood. Because they say blacks don't have a chance in Hollywood. They don't get the opportunities. Women don't get the opportunities to produce films, bring things forward, and what have you. All from the people that scream this stuff all the time. They scream about how wrong it is. They're doing it. And while we're at it, I'll say it again. Has anyone noticed how anti-American the Dems have become? I mean, they probably always have been. We just haven't known it. But I don't buy that as a whole. I had a lot of friends back east that are Democrats. They're Democrats most of the time because Grandma was a Democrat. They love this country. They would die for this country. They've been in the service. So I'm not going to make a blanket statement that all Dems have. But any of those Dems in power that are pushing it down, Pelosi, Schumer. Right? I mean, sure, Schiff. He's another one. He's not just a hater. I mean, he is an out-and-out traitor of this country. And I say that because, remember, I'm still waiting to see the evidence that he said he laid his eyes on that tied Trump to the Russians. That's gone. You know why? Because it doesn't exist. Not that it's gone. Not that it can't be found. It doesn't exist. Isn't it interesting? These people were so afraid that we would find out the truth. That all those text messages were lost and erased, or they can't find the phones, they can't find the laptops of the people that were involved in the original email scandal of Hillary Clinton's. By the way, I didn't do a follow up on that, but there's there was a hearing on that this week or last week. Whatever has been going on, I haven't had a chance to go back to it. Right, and they come against you. The mob, the social justice mob, comes against you at 100 miles an hour if you try to defend the flag, the destruction of the flag, the destruction of some of our most precious artifacts and buildings. I mean, if the Dems had it their way, they think that protesting is okay, that you could destroy property, private property, public property. You can't. It's against the law. That's the other thing I don't understand. They are lawless. Remember, people come here illegally. They haven't broken the law. Just ask Nancy Pelosi. They came here illegally. They broke the law. One of the laws that you could have changed over the years, but you never did, Nancy. So they broke the law. When you deface public property, it's against the law. It's not a suggestion. It's a law. So they're not just... It's not a peaceful protest when they're breaking stuff and painting stuff. But they defend them. The Democrats defend those people. I defend their right to protest, too. Not to destroy people's property, though. Right? I don't know this fellow, Breeze, the football person. I'm not a sports guy. Now, here's a guy, I don't know if you saw the clip, but he donated $5 million to help his hometown out with what was going on with the coronavirus. They needed help. And MSNBC and others were just gooing over this guy about how wonderful, about how great. Mainstream media thought he was just, and I'd like to know some of these guys like Kaepernick, you know, the one that took the knee. What does he give back to his community? What is he doing to help out? Right? And so when he was back on one of those shows at another instance, they asked him about the American flag and taking a knee, and he says, I don't respect anybody who does that. He says, and he put it right. He said, do you know how many people have died for what that flag really stands for? Even in the days of civil rights, when people were fighting for the civil rights of blacks and others, it had to do with what that flag stood for. And what he was so right about was, that flag doesn't just stand, frankly, it has never stood for white supremacy, ever. You can believe it if you want to, but it just shows your ignorance. That flag has always stood for freedom and justice for all. We've had to defend it because it didn't always happen that way. I'm talking about the Civil War. I believe whites died in the Civil War, fighting for the freedom of blacks. I don't know. Wasn't there. That's what I was taught. All right? So mainstream media loved this guy when he gave $5 million to help out with the coronavirus thing. But when he stood up for the flag, when he stood up for this country, they were pummeling him for an apology. For what? See, all these people don't realize that the things that they say on the air, although I got to say something. As of late, when I'm listening to some of these other news sources, well, so-called news sources, commentators, CNN, MSNBC, you feel like you're listening to a Chinese propaganda news outlet, don't you? Or a Russian-owned news outlet, either or. Really, when you hear them talk. What they don't realize, though, is what they say, what they do, and the things that they put out there in other countries, if they were in the news world, they wouldn't be able to say what they want to say. They'd be told what to say. And if they varied from the script, they might be shot in the back parking lot. But they don't see that. That doesn't mean anything to them. BLM screaming about, what is it? Not just BLM, but others. Defund the police. They don't want police forces anymore. Why would they not want police forces? You look around at what was going on. You really think capitalism couldn't survive without police forces? Not could it? Because who would protect that stuff in the store? They want your guns. They want the police gun. They want your guns. They want the military gun. What does that sound like? Who would have control then? If they were successful in getting our guns gone, what do you think today would look like after everything that went down? If you saw some of those business owners, blocks and blocks of black business owners, standing there with their rifles on, all of a sudden the protesters got pretty quiet. Really? Wouldn't that cool? And then I was thinking today, when I was looking up some of the information here, we've always been warned against the military. I'm not going to go down that road big time, but we've always been warned against the military and what they love to do. And they do. They love to fight. Now, I know a lot of soldiers, rank and file, they all say the same thing. You know, they don't want the fight. I mean, they joined the service to protect this country, but the goal isn't to go to war. The goal is to be strong enough so that people won't challenge us and allow us our freedoms. But these protesters, they want the military gone, they want the police gone. And they're the same people that have wanted your guns gone in the past. Joe Basile, your host, always a pleasure. I told you, we're going to spend even the next hour still talking about how crazy this BLM movement is at its core. Joe Basile, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. God bless if you got to go. If you don't, come on back. We'll be back in a few minutes.